Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is We Talk Productions presents Black Urban America. On Tuesday evenings, we have Black Urban America, and the host is Kenny Jones. On Wednesday, we have The Cutting Edge with Michonne Williams. On Saturday, we have Provocative Thought with Carlton Sneed. And two Thursdays out of the month, we have Part of Harlem with Wayne A. Young. Now, all you cast out listening by laptop, you could dial 516-531-9540. Late last night, our guest contacted me and said she will not be joining us due to illness. And I hope that she recovers soon, and I will have her on in the future. Tonight's topic was going to be about female perpetrators, sexual abusers on young boys. There was a court case by Jaded Height, 21-year-old. She actually sexually assaulted an 11-year-old boy. The case was suspended due to Height. The judge said being sexually crazed. And this is what he said about the 11-year-old. The 11-year-old was held or having a notch in his belt. Like he was praising this young boy. It's not funny. I don't mean to snicker, but how you're a judge and the victim is 11 years old and the adult is 21. Now, suppose that 21-year-old would have been a man and 11-year-old would have been a girl. You think he would have said, oh, that's just a feather in your cap, young lady. You should be thankful. He prepared you for young adulthood. You think he would have said that? Or he would have really went off on that 21-year-old and called him every name except for the child God. Now, the NSPC responded by stating the judge a comment ruling gave an impression that an older woman was sexually assaulted a boy was not serious. Now, I don't know about you, and you might feel the same as the judge, you know, like, you know, 11-year-old, 12-year-old got him, you know, got it. Matter of fact, most judges in this country don't even call it a crime. They call it a relationship. They don't even call the female a perp. They just, you know, just use poor judgment. But the guy, I mean, the guy go to prison for 10 years, 15 years. He get raped in prison. The women don't go to prison. They don't even get locked up. And he also said that, this is another thing. The young boys that get sexually abused by old, well, do you think it's sexual abuse? That's the question. Do you think it's sexual abuse? But the young boys that are violated by women, older women, you know, they can't get help like the young girls can. Like the young girls. So that's what we was going to talk this evening. Matter of fact, the latest case was last month. And the media was like, I remember there was this case in the 90s, Michonne. Now they mad. Uh-huh. The kid was in the 6th or 7th grade. He was in middle school. And the teacher was like, same age, about 21, 22 years old. Now, they said this was the first time there was a woman that went to trial and everything. She was found guilty. You know how much time she got? Guess how much time she got?
How much?
18 months. And when she came out, and she was pregnant. She got pregnant by the kid. They married now.
Is that the one they made the movie about?
I don't know. But I know there was a movie
about...
I don't know.
And
they
got married
did.
After she got out?
Yeah. And this happened like in Long Island. And look at the movie, Antoine Fisher. He was like 7, 8 years old and a foster mother daughter. Sexual abuse. Well, first of all, let me ask you this. Is it considered abuse where a woman has sex with a young boy? Well, a grown woman has sex with a young boy.
Of course, it's abuse.
Yeah, the judge said the woman is just a sex crazed maniac.
Okay, even if she is a sex crazed maniac, it's still a child. And something has to be mentally wrong with her to even want to have sex with a child.
Right. Well, do you think they should be treated as the same? Because it happens. Check this out. This is what I read. 1 out of 5 sexually abused cases, the perpetrator is a woman. 1 out of 5. That was startling to me. I thought it would be like 1 out of 20. You know, something like that. But 1 out of 5. Because the stereotype, the stereo gender type is when you speak of sexual abuse, the perpetrator is usually a man going after children, male or female. I mean, boy or girl, it doesn't matter, you know. But when you ask a person, you tell a person, oh, this child was sexually abused, the first thing that come into an average person's mind that
it's a man.
That kid was abused by a guy.
Exactly.
A woman don't even figure. That's why when I read the numbers, I'm kind of like I like to see the number game and see how serious something is and everything. And like, if you would ask me, I would say, oh, 1 out of 20, 1 out of 30, you know, is because you never hear this. You never see women. Once in a while, you might see a woman say, oh, a teacher assistant, a child care worker. And usually the women have access to children. And you want to know something else? Well, know the ironic thing about this. A male teacher or a male social worker, anyone that deal with youth, that's a man, they automatically a background check on sexual abuse. You know, have they ever been charged with sexual abuse? Even youth basketball coaches, but women never have to do it.
I know a case. Well, I shouldn't even say a case because it never made it public. And this happened to somebody that I personally know, and know the entire family. They had a daughter who played basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And the female coaches of the basketball team would always have the girls to stay all night. Now, I thought it was something wrong with the picture, so I mentioned it to the parents. Like, that's not normal. And they were like, oh, that coach is nice. Coach always has the girls at her house for sleepovers, like, all the time. Come find out later on, the coach, the female coaches, were molesting the girls on the basketball team. They never went public. This happened in school in Chicago.
Well, check this out.
They never went public.
Did the woman, let me ask you this. Did any of the coaches had charges put on them? Was
no.
They ever
and still don't
no?
To this day.
Now check this out. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Bishop. Now, suppose they were male coaches. What do you think would happen to them?
Oh, he would have been out of there. He'd have been arrested and everything else. And those coaches.
Just like that kid, just like that guy for Penn State. For Penn State, defensive coordinator, coaching for 25 years. He was doing this for 25 years. Sexually abusing young football players at Penn State on collegiate level. Got busted. He got busted this story was about 5 years ago? 5-10 years ago he got busted. Penn State lost. That's what Joe Paterno died like 2 months later. They tried to say he kind of knew, but it happened on his watch because he was coaching there for 50 years. They were friends. They were very, very close. I forgot the white boy name. Guess how much time the defensive coordinator got? Life. Life. Penn State just starting to come back. Their program is starting to come back.
Also.
Huh?
I followed that. He was also doing it while his wife was around.
Yeah. So I think this will come under the heading of like gender roles. Like women. I'm not going to say it's okay for women, how society look at it, but society look at it differently due to gender roles. The woman, I mean, that teacher sense.
That's definitely a double standard.
Very much so. I mean, one coach get life and the other coach don't even get arrested?
Not arrested, no. Not anything.
And how about
and
this?
I bet you
she's still coaching.
She was still coaching. And most of the girls that she molested act and look like boys.
Yeah, they said that it has a psychological effect. But see, the thing is, she was a coach of a girls' team. So the girls got help. But the boys, it's hard for them to get help if they molested by a woman. But if they molested by a man, yeah, they could get help. Yeah. Because, see, we're the villain. We're the wolf, you know. But if a boy get molested by a woman, see what's wrong, man? Basically, society won't give him a pat on the back. Society looked at that differently. But if the role were reversed, huh?
That's true, because I talked to this other person that I know, and that I know very well and grew up with. And we were having a discussion, and this kind of came up. And he told me that when he was younger, about this woman molesting him, I was shocked. he never told when he was younger. And I was like, well, why didn't you say anything? And he said, because I guess he did tell a couple of people, like his cousins, and they was like, great. Like, it was a good thing.
Yeah.
So
I bet a couple of his friends said this. Boy, I wish it would have happened to me.
Oh, lovely. And he didn't really realize it was abuse until he became an adult.
Yeah. Ain't that something? But everybody know about the man.
Right.
Being the perpetrator. But the woman is not looked at as a negative. Even today in 2020 now, just as recently, like I said, there was a case just a month ago. The media, it was like, said, what's wrong with this boy? You know? And they just call it having an affair. They didn't even call the word abuse did not come up in the article.
I mean, there's a lot of female pedophiles out there.
I didn't know it was that many. I knew there was some. I thought, like you said, the example you brought up, a coach, a teacher, social worker, positions that have access to youth. But I didn't know. Oh, well, let me ask you this. Here you go. Let me ask you this. Welcome to the show.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, 5240. Let me ask you this. Do you think society looks, when they hear this, and it comes on the news and everything, what the first thing that come into your mind? Like the average person, what do you think come into the mind of the average person when they hear older woman and young boy?
I still say it's molestation. I know in the state of Florida and a few other southern states, I know that there's, and I hate to put this on race, but there's, you can Google it, there's a lot of white women in middle schools, that's in high schools, that's molesting guys. And this is not only that, this is Caucasian lawyers. Why do women, and most of them blind, beautiful, and attractive, why they never get time, they always get probation. But if a man can go online and just can have pictures to his phone or to his computer or just talking, he can still get time in prison. But a woman would never get that. And society,
right.
And you got to really think about this, because there's educated, beautiful white women from the suburbs, and then judges just not going to give them that time. And this is a discussion a couple of years ago, even when I used to stay in Tampa for a little while. And this, you can Google it, Florida Southern teachers in that area down there, they rarely ever get to a time. They get probation. Some of them doing a couple of people at a time, but they always get probation. And then that's the first time it's not fair. You know, like the lawyer said, my client ain't touched about it. You end up getting him 7 years. The teachers have sex and oral sex and all that, end up getting probation, a year probation, this, that, get suspended if you do this and all that.
If they get that. And like I said, read in an article that it was a teacher's assistant, and it was a young boy and everything. And they, while I was reading this article, I did not see the word molestation or abuse. I saw the term having affair and affair. inappropriate relationship. How about this inappropriate relationship? That's what it's called.
Yeah, that's only gonna happen. That's only gonna happen because there are beautiful white women from the suburbs and the lawyers in the system just want to put that on. Now, I have seen white guys, same way from the suburbs, but they get hit harder with a harder labor, molestation, this, they lose their job, they get locked up. Them or a black man. That's the first time when it comes down to molestation, boys and kids, that the white man on the same level feel as the black man for molestation or stuff like that there. But those women, they just won't do it. A judge.
How about do you think black women are perpetrators too? As you were describing sexual abuse of young boys by women, young blonde white from the suburbs. So you think there are black women that are perpetrators, like in the movie *Ass in the Kitchen*?
Yeah, but that might be a few. And matter of fact, I know 1 year ago when I was a lot younger, I was in maybe middle school, and I used to know this guy that was a principal. He dead now. This guy was a principal. He was a principal. And he was talking to a young black teacher that did that, and he didn't want to get her fired because she was African American. She was African American, and he told me that she had sex with one of the boys in middle school. But this is, you know what I'm saying, I wouldn't give out his name and all that, but I didn't want to do all that there. But he talked to me about that case that was on a set. He even talked to her, and she was crying. She was an attractive black girl. She was in her early 20s at this time, and you know what I'm saying, this was like in the 80s. Late 80s, and you know, they had a long talk, and he had dismissed her because he was a principal. He dismissed her and told her she needed to get another line of work, but he didn't want her to go to jail. He didn't want it all in the news and all that other stuff, but he had handled it, you know what I mean,
Let me ask you this. I'm going to ask both of y'all this. Michelle, take a crack at this. Do you think at one time in our society this was more like acceptable? Because I know for a fact, in certain cultures, when they turn a certain age, as a present, the uncle or the father might purchase a high-end prostitute for their 14 or 15-year-old, which the kid boy is under 18, still under 18 years old, and it's still against the law. But I know certain cultures. I'm not going to call out the culture's name. Yeah. I know for the fact there are certain cultures when that boy gets a certain age, I think it's 13 or 14 years old, they purchase a high-end prostitute for his first time. And the reason is, they say, is because he has to know what he's doing on his wedding night. When that time comes, that's the reason they put. So do you think in our society, do you think this was an acceptable act, or like people brush it under the rug or turn their head, or like in this article I read, it's like a pat on the back to the boy, or is he putting a notch in his belt? You know, at a young age, hip hip hooray.
I knew someone who that happened to when I was going to Southern Illinois University. I had a friend from another country, and his father was an ambassador in England at the time. And his father got him high-end prostitutes. All the time. Like on the regular.
Okay, but you know what? My opinion, I don't think that, like you said, I think that comes from foreign countries. I don't think majority of the time it don't
he
come
was
from.
Foreign.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a foreigner.
Yeah, come from foreigners, but not more American, where we don't do that a lot of times. You know, we don't. that's something we don't engage in going and getting out. You know, every once in a while somebody may do it, but it's very rarely. But, you know, from my experience, I've known that even when I was in high school, maybe 16, I had sex with an older female that was a lot older. I think she was in her 30s at the time, but I didn't say nothing. It was my friend's mom's sister, and you know, I used to go around there sometime, and she, you know, but I mean, it's not like I went to go tell the police because I enjoyed. I was already sexually active at the time.
Well,
yeah, I enjoyed.
You were sexually abused.
Huh?
Well, is
did
that
you feel like you were
abused?
Sexually abused?
He's 16. He's not 11. He was 16. He wasn't 11.
Yeah.
No,
okay,
so that,
the
I
law
mean,
say you got to be 18 or over.
But how many?
I understand that.
A lot of 16-year-olds have sex in America.
Yeah, but you know, the auntie looked so delicious, and I said, God, man, I just got to get that little short shorts right there, and the, I like skirt. And to make a long story short, when it was just us there. And bam, next thing I know, she put me, you know, because I was just in the front room. And but you can come back here. You ain't got to be scared to be it back there and all that. What you scared about? And she, really, now looking at it, it was molestation. But I enjoyed it. I mean, you know, she opened in there. So, you know, because I was in the front room. She told me to come in the back room. But I'm scared.
It was consent. She didn't rape you.
Man,
it was consent.
No,
It's 16. You know how many pregnant girls get? You know how many girls get pregnant at 16 or have consensual sex?
I know, but by law in a lot of states, if you're not a certain age, whether they gave consent or not, is not consent because they're saying that. Legally, even if she says yes, she cannot legally give consent.
So what you're saying, in his case, he got raped.
Yes.
Because
there are many
18-year-olds. There are many, many 18-year-old males, especially black males, in prison for raping like a 16 or 17-year-old girl as they find out that 16, 17-year-old girl gave consent. It's usually a white girl, but 16, 17-year-old, they gave consent and everything, but found out it was a black dude and he's 18, just turned 18. So therefore, he's a rapist?
Okay, that's a true story.
A year younger, year and a half younger than him.
Yeah, but that happened to one of my close friends still to this day, named Darren. I won't give his last name. That happened to him because he used to have keys to my apartment, but he had so many females coming in and messing me up, so I changed my lock. But anyway, that's another story. But that happened to a friend of mine named Dara. He got this white female that was, she was a lot younger. I think at the time she was 16, 17. He got her pregnant. She was already skipping school. She was drinking. She was smoking. She was always having sex to older black guys and all that. But he happened to get her pregnant. When he happened to get her pregnant, she didn't want to tell on him, but her parents turned Dara in. Dara went to prison for almost 5 years. Something about some rape or something. He never raped that lady. That white girl is out right now. She got gold in her mouth. She got tattoos on. She more blacker than a lot of black women. She tell me that she never went down there, told her prosecutors. Her parents did all that. Her parents did the dirty bidding for her. She didn't want to do it. The parents did it at the time. But since she was underage, the parents were still her legal guardians at that time. And so they went downtown and got the man locked up from his job and all that. He had to serve, they gave him 5 years, but he ended up serving 3.5. They gave him other time,
he
probation, for good behavior, whatever.
He went to prison for knocking up a white girl.
Yeah. And
that's
she's so good right now. Yeah. And she's been a black lover. She got mixed kids. She got goals and all in the mouth right to this day.
Not mixed. You got to say biracial, bro. You got to say biracial. You can't say mixed no more. You got the political correct term is biracial.
But I'm saying that's a prime example.
But there are a lot of cases like that. That's how come I tell people, be careful of moving into diverse neighborhoods because your children are going to be going to school with others that don't like our people. They're going to mix. They're going to mingle. They're going to party. And your child might happen to wind up with one of our enemy's children. I mean, other cultures. It's going to happen. And you don't know how those parents, we know how we're going to react, but you don't know how vicious white parents could be. They will make
something that happened to somebody. Matter of fact, it's my nephew's uncle. He was messing with a white girl. And I done told him about messing with white people. But, you know, all you do is tell them. And they people do what they want to. Then when they get in trouble, that's on them. He was messing with
you
white girl.
John, you cannot tell a person what to do or what not to do in their own bedroom. Can't do that. That's their private business.
But you know what? He paid for it, too. This girl was even underage. This girl was going around everywhere with a man. Oh, he paid for it dearly. She would be right, because where he lived at, it was basically mostly all black community. She would be there every day, being with him, over there with him all the time. You would see him with her, hugged up. They'd be together. Her parents found out. Now, she wasn't even underage, but she was young. But she was of age. And when her parents found out, and they was like, you with this black man, they probably used the N-word. And you know what she told him? He raped me. That's what she said. She had been with this man for over a year. Everybody sees proof. And they gave him he did almost 20 years behind
him. Yeah, that sounds right.
Huh? Right. And he had a wife. He was sneaking around, and he had a wife.
Oh, he paid dearly. Well, since she brought this up, I know now I'm about to get off the subject now. This is a very sensitive subject, and it's all over black news, all over black news and YouTube and stuff like that. Interracial relationships due to our Democrat vice president candidate who is Jamaican Indian, and her husband happened to be white. So do you feel that first of all, how can I put this question? How do you feel? Do you feel that anyone that said that their conscious of who they are, but when you look at their mate is from another culture, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
That's bullshit. That's what I'm saying. They're not conscious. They're not woke. And I don't feel like that person could really be like, when they say black power, blackness, and all that, they may be black, but they're not about being black. So, no. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they don't have no opinion. I mean, they can have one, but it goes one ear out the other one. Because
who they sleeping with or who they're married to. Their actions, they put their money where their mouth is, their actions, they're at all the events, they're helping out, volunteering, all of that. by black.
I think they're like an enemy in the midst. No, I don't trust them. I don't trust them. I don't care if they show up in the event.
You know,
Harry,
Harry Belafonte, Harry Belafonte was married to a white woman, and he supported the Black Panthers. He supported him and Malcolm X was friends. He supported Captain King.
Friends with him, but
well,
I'm gonna tell
I
you what,
him and Malcolm were friends. That was down funny.
I said different. I see where you can be married to another race and still, I know that for a fact, you can still be, I know two blacks still married to white guys, I mean, you know, married to white women and still do a lot for the black and the black cause. I think it's the individual right. I mean, you know, and there's a football player here married a white woman, but he do a lot of, you know, marches. He do a lot of the black stuff. So I don't think that they have nothing to do with it. That's my opinion.
I think they do,
you know,
that
okay,
just
but that's
so
my opinion. Everybody got their own opinion.
Something about them. No, I don't.
You know, you get through, I'm gonna talk.
I don't think they're doing it because they're so black. I think they're doing it because they are married to somebody white, and they don't want people to be saying something about it. So I think they go out of their way to say, well, I know I'm married to this other, but look what I did. But if
you
wasn't
I can't say here's the stuff there. I know personally, I got blood relatives. Personally, if you come, I can take you to the house. Blood relatives, educated black guys who love it. Black women, now they're dealing with white women. Because guess what? Black women didn't get them a time of day. And one of them was married to an educated black woman, but she didn't want them. So my thing is, we won't keep saying that. Like I said, hey.
What I was saying is,
like I said, you can't say they don't like black.
Because
they do.
Because all black women are not the same. So that's bullshit.
I'm not saying they're all the same, but the ones
they
got.
The
ones
they
got.
The
ones they got was like that.
Don't be trying to say, oh, they couldn't find no black woman, because all black women are not alike. So therefore,
I'm not saying that. They tried.
They tried.
The ones
that little white girl, greasy hair, by slinging lights around in it. Let me tell you something. They just They just wanted to be with somebody white. That's all it is.
They dated somebody white.
Because, like I said, all black women are not alike. So therefore,
I didn't say that.
But like I
said
again,
what
that's what
I'm
saying.
How you feel about the if it's the other way around? Black women marry white men. That's a big thing.
I feel the same way. Either way, it don't matter to me whether it's a black male or a black female. Matter of fact, there's another thing. There's a guy that liked me. Really like, still likes me to this day.
Okay.
So
we're going on a date.
Now, he's always asking me to marry him. I'm like, nope.
We'll
not
going to
happen. No, nothing. And you know why I wouldn't talk to him or I don't want him? It's because he's always saying all this about blackness, black this, black that, whatever. Black power, whatever. But he got 3 half white kids, and I'm like, hell no.
You so
but maybe you can be the one
that
says
him because his
no,
children
I ain't
are
gonna be the one to I don't want to be with a black man and got some half white kids. Hell no. Somebody else can have.
Like
I don't
that
want.
In 2020.
You
can't
think
like
that.
No, I don't care.
You can do
that's not the type of family I want to be a part of. If I have
a choice.
Now, I can't choose God gives me, but I got a choice on that one. It's not going to happen.
But those kids didn't ask to be biracial.
I don't. It doesn't matter.
So you gonna?
I mean,
so you're gonna
I don't want no black man that has half white kids. I don't want no black man that got half Asian kids. I want a black man with, if he got kids, he gonna have black kids. I don't care if they light, bright, blue, black, whatever, as long as they're black. So, no, I don't want no man who, because that's not for me. Now, people do what they want to, but for me, no, I don't care what you got. I don't care if you got $1 billion. I don't want to be seen with you and your half-breed. Because it pissed me off. I'd be quick. I might slip out with the mutts, because that's what I do. So, no, I'm not interested in that. You can be Black Power all day. Okay, fine. But what your actions then show?
Oh, somebody want to join in this conversation. 8051, welcome to Black Girls America.
Okay, I just got on, and I don't know what you all are talking about. So fill me
we're talking about a couple of things. I'll put you back in the queue, but the show's about to end in another 3 to 5 minutes. I agree that there are so many of us that are single in this country and around the world, and I think interracial, but we have them now. I mean, it's part of the president from your city, Obama, he's mixed, he's biracial. He had an African father and a white mom.
I understand that, and he didn't do nothing for the Black people.
True. I mean, that's a whole different conversation. But
I think that was a white part of him. But I think that was the white part came out and was like, I'm not going to do anything for these Black people who helped me get in office.
All thing I'm trying to say
Obama
is that
has hurt Black people. Like, okay, look at the NBA when they were boycotting. Who went in there and said, well, you all, it was Obama behind the scenes telling them, no, you need to go out there and play. But you know what? Black people could have hurt white people in their pockets because they would have lost millions or billions of dollars if them players didn't go back and play. Obama went back in there and talked them into going back to play because guess who's going to benefit? Those team owners.
Let's get back to the interracial relationship. I agree.
I don't want a black man who got mixed kids. Point blank, period.
There are many Black women and Black men in America. Single Black women and single Black men in America. And I must agree that we should look at ourselves when you say you want to begin a family or you want to marry a husband or wife, whatever. But in today's times, people try want to look past color.
A lot of people do. I'm just not one of them.
But I don't know if it's wrong or right. Knowing our history, it used to be illegal. Huh?
I got a question for you.
Who, me?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. If you had a pit bull, would you mix it with a German Shepherd?
No, I don't think so. I don't know anything about dog breeding, but I don't sound like a good combination. I know about German Shepherds.
Exactly.
But we got to talk about dogs. We talk about human beings, though. And I mean, if you look at our younger generation, more and more Black families are living amongst them and everything, and their kids are going to date. And we just have to tell our young men, be careful when you're dating them, because they can turn on you. Now, history has shown that. History has shown that.
But there's more biracial kids coming now up more.
Yeah.
They're on the football field. They're on the college field. Like I see it at the park. I see it in the suburbs. You got more mixed kids coming up now.
No, they had a lot of them doing slavery.
Hold on, Sean. The generation of mixed kids coming up with is going to be more biracial kids in the next 20 years than almost black kids, and that's a known fact. So it's coming around. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? And then, now here's the thing. A mixed girl, I noticed from working in a museum. Mixed kids love black art. They love all type of black stuff and all that. You ain't have to worry about them portraying a black man and all that. They're very much into art and other stuff. So my thing is this right here is it's coming. There's nothing you can do about it. You can get mad and say, you're black this, black that, and don't do it. Every day in your city, my city, and a lot of other thousand cities,
do you think a biracial person could be pro-black or they're pro-white?
I think it depends on who they identify with, because you have
a lot of biracial children that identify with white, being white, then you have a lot of biracial children who definitely identify themselves as being black. And I think it's what goes on, and I think it's how the parents bring them up. You know, because a lot of parents, because look at Tiger Woods. Look at Tiger Woods.
I have biracial nieces and nephews, and their white parents identify them as black. Their families and their friends identify them as black also.
Yeah, sure. All the ones I know identify as black.
They see black. When white people look at them, they see them as black.
Just black, And I have worked with a mixed kids and they say that they identify with black because even sometimes when they go around their uncles or white counterparts, two big guys told me, they was like, nah, man, because when I was little, every time I go around certain white folks, it was like the half breed or this or that or other. But as he got older, he was like, nah, I saw how they were treating me different. So he was like, nah, I identify with blacks, man, before I identify with the whites because as a little boy, my mom used to send me places.
Colin Kaepernick is biracial, but he's identified himself as a black man. And he got a black girlfriend. He got a black girlfriend.
What?
So, and look at his action.
White people identify half-breed kids as black. If they got black in them, that's what they see as black.
They're not half-breed. They're biracial. They're not half-breed.
They are half-breed. They're half-breed. They're white. Half-breed black.
You can't call them half-breed. That's offensive. You got to call them biracial. Let's bring the mother on. Now you know what we're talking about.
Every other year.
Bravo. 8051.
805.
Yeah, 805.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. And my comment is, Sean just going to have to wake up and smell the roses and the coffee. Because I really think that it's going to be one color. It's not going to be black, and it's not going to be white. That's the way it's going right now. I think if when we get past being slaves and learn to live with each other, there's going to be a different kind of world anyway. And we just can't keep harping on the fact I got biracial grandkids. So I might not like their mama because they're white, but I still like the kids, and I can deal with those parents. So life going on, whether the child like it or not, and she going to be up there one day all by herself.
It's becoming more acceptable now versus 35, 40 years ago. It's becoming more acceptable due to the millennium.
I don't think all white people accept 50 kids. And because I know some white girls that have some that their parents do not accept and have nothing to do with them at all. And the
that's
problem with black
people, you know what I really think?
That's my generation.
You know what I really
all
think?
All black people don't accept everything.
No, and I think that's why a lot of them got biracial grandkids. I think God is putting them on both sides. He's giving the white people a lot of biracial kids in their household, even in southern Illinois. That's all white towns. You go there now, you see some brown-skinned kids. And he's doing the same thing to black people who don't like white folks. He's giving them some biracial grandkids.
True.
So I think
and
that's exactly what's happening. He tried to teach people how to deal with each other just like they are.
I don't think God had nothing to do with that. It's probably fake.
I don't believe that God is love. So I'm going to let bygones be bygones. Because when I tried to keep my kids from interacting with white folks, that's when they interacted more. So I left them alone. They do whatever they want to. If they want somebody white, fine. And if I can't deal with it, they don't have to come around me. But I'm not going to stop anybody anymore because that's a lost cause. People are doing just what they want to do.
I'm not stopping nobody either or trying to. I'm just saying I'm not doing it.
Well, I'm going to say this.
You know what, Michelle?
Since I'm the outsider, I'm going to say this. That we should look within first. Been picking up me, but we should not shun anybody for marrying outside their race. And as long as they think and do for themselves and do for the community, that's important.
Well, I think, let me say this, I think that the reason black guys go for white women is because that was taboo for them. White men never let black men have white women. That was a no-no for them. And now it's more or less like they're just doing it for spite, a lot of them, to say, I can get this white woman. And you know how the white men feel about the ones that they get?
I thought I was going to have a short show tonight, but that when Deshaun and her mother get on the line, it's going to be a good one. But I think you guys are coming on the show Oh, y'all heard that.
I did hear that.
I thank you guys for coming on the show. I'm going to end the show early tonight since our guest didn't come on. But we had interesting conversation. But anyway, but mature. You know, you really got to give go around, you know, any other culture because of what their history consists of. I'm not saying who did them or anything like that. As long as you love our people, that's more important. It's not good to hit them. Ain't that right, Michelle?
Uh-huh.
That's right.
All right. So, I'll see y'all tomorrow night on the Sean Show. Y'all have a good evening.
We'll be right there.
All right.
Have a good evening.
You too.